This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We make the dua at the beginning of prayer. وَجَهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَنِي Or the other adhiya of istiftah that you can make at that point. And then you make six more takbirat. Now here there's a difference of opinion. Some will say then you make an additional seven. Or some will say six plus the additional first that you made. And this is the opinion, inshallah, that we're taking. I don't want to be too confusing, so maybe I'll just keep it, inshallah, to our opinion. So you make the first takbirah, dua al-istiftah, then six more takbirat. Altogether, it will be seven. Okay? Altogether, it will be seven. So the first takbirah, dua al-istiftah, then six more takbirat. Then you recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And then you recite any surah from the Qur'an. The sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, in the first rak'ah, he would recite Surah Al-A'la, Subbiha Isma Rabbika Al-A'la. After you finish, you continue, you go down into your ruku'ah and you continue, you finish the raka'ah. For the second raka'ah, you make the takbir moving up from sujood to standing. So takbir al-intiqal. So your movement from going in sujood, from being in sujood, to standing up in salah, you say takbir, you say Allahu Akbar, right? So that's one takbir. Then you add an additional four. So altogether it will be five. Okay, altogether it will be five. And that's in the second rak'ah. And then you recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And then you recite anything again from the Qur'an. If you wanted to follow the Sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ would recite Surah Al-Ghashiyah. أَلَا أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ And you could recite that surah. That's what the Prophet ﷺ typically would do during Eid. And that's it. And then you continue the prayer until the end as a normal rak'ah that you would pray bi-idhnillah. So that's the process, inshallah, to pray, for us to pray the Eid prayer. We're going to pray here. Now, you cannot follow us online. We're going to keep the camera on, so you're going to see us. But what we are suggesting, what we are asking, inshallah, for everyone to do, put us on mute. And you and your family, inshallah, pray your prayer together. And after we finish, inshallah, you can join us for the Eid khutbah that we will broadcast right after we finish prayer. Okay? So we will do the khutbah right after the prayer. And you at home should pray as we just mentioned, as we just mentioned the instructions. You pray with your family at home. We're going to pray here together with my kids, inshallah. We're going to pray here. And after we finish, we will do the Eid khutbah together, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.
Allahu Akbar. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي يخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء نحوا سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربي فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خنقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كلما صلى مصليا وكبر الله أكبر كلما صام صائما وأفطر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله على نيته وسره لك الحمد بكل نعمة أنعمتها له ولك الحمد بكل حسنة تقبلتها لك الحمد بكل سيئة غفرتها لك الحمد بكل كربة كشفتها اللهم لك الحمد بكل مال رزقته ولك الحمد بكل مرض شفيته اللهم لك الحمد بكل ولد أصلحته لك الحمد كثيرا كما تنعم وتتفضل كثيرا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك هو أفضل من صلى وصام ووقف بالمشاعر وطاف بالبيت الحرام فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله الطيبين وأصحابه الغر الميامين من اتصلت عين بنظر ووعت أذن بخبر وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد Allah is the greatest as often as the worshippers pray, and He is the greatest as often as those who glorify Him glorify Him. He is the greatest as often as the worshippers fast. O Allah, to You belongs all the praise, and with You belongs all that is good, and to You returns every affair. O Allah, to You belongs the praise for every blessing that You have blessed us with, and to You belongs all praise with each deed that You have given. with each deed that You have accepted from us. And to You belongs all praise with every sin that You have forgiven from us. To You belongs every praise for every hardship that You have removed. To You belongs all praise for every calamity which You have lifted. To You belongs every praise with every provision that You have extended. To You belongs all praise for every illness that You have cured. To You belongs all praise with every person that You have guided. To You belongs all praise as numerous as Your creation, as beautiful as Your throne and as extended as Your words. To You belongs all praise as You love and are pleased with. To You belongs, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every praise for the blessings of fasting and prayer and recitation and dua. O Allah, to You belongs all praise with every blessing that you have blessed. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send peace and blessings upon His Messenger and His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise belongs to the One who allowed us to witness the month of Ramadan and provided us with the month of Ramadan. And to Him belongs praise and thanks, and He is deserving of praise and glorification. We are bidding farewell to the month of Ramadan, like the one who bids farewell to another one that they love. When we have a guest or a friend, a partner whom we are saying farewell to, who we love, who we are dropping them off at the airport, we feel a sense of bitter, sweet feeling when we bid farewell to them. We feel bitter that they are leaving us, hopeful that inshallah they will return to us, worried that we may not see them again, but overall feeling a heightened sense of love for them. And so as you leave the month of Ramadan, you should be feeling this heightened sense of love for the month of Ramadan, and worried you may not see it again, and feeling a little bit bitter that it is leaving, but feeling an overall sense of hope and love
as the month ends. And these are our emotions as this month leaves us once again. Upset as at the beauty of it which has passed by us, and hoping to see it once again, and heightened with our sense of love for the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a month that brought out the best versions of ourselves. The version of ourself that could pray at night. The version of ourself that could fast in the day. The version of ourself that could make more and more dua to Allah. The version of ourself that improved our adab, that improved our etiquettes, our manners, our language, the way that we interacted with others. The version of ourself that restrained our angers, that extended, that extended good assumptions about other people, and had a better building of relationships with those who surrounded us. That version of ourselves that came in Ramadan. In a way, it's not that Ramadan is leaving us. Rather, it is we that sometimes are leaving Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you ways to remain connected to the month of Ramadan throughout the entire year. And so He gave you Monday and Thursday to fast in it. And He gave you the Fridays to be a day of Eid and gathering. If you were dropping off a loved one at the airport, and you were seeing them off and they were traveling to another country, you would still try to keep in touch with them. You would still try to Skype with them, or Zoom with them, or call them, or text them. You would want to keep in touch with them. Why? Because you love them. If we love the month of Ramadan, then even as we depart, we have to keep in touch with the month of Ramadan during the rest of the year. How do we keep in touch with the month of Ramadan during the rest of the year? By fasting Mondays and Thursdays, just like we fasted Ramadan. By praying at night, even if all we pray is one extra raka'ah of witr, just pray witr. If you don't pray witr, pray witr. The Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Ahlul Islam, O people of Islam, pray your witr. So if you don't pray any tahajjud, you don't pray any night prayer, at least introduce the night prayer of praying your witr prayer. Keep in touch with Ramadan by remaining patient, by learning to be patient, increasing your patience, by building your relationships with your families, eating with them, not eating by yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَدَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ إِنْكَاثٍ تَتَّخِذُونَ أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not be like she who twisted and spun her thread after it was strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions an example in this verse. Don't be like the woman who spun a thread, who unspun her thread after it was strong. Now in the tafsir, this mentions that there was a woman in Medina. And this woman suffered from a mental disability. And the people would see her, she would be sitting outside, knitting clothing. So she would knit, for instance, a shirt. And she would knit the entire shirt until it was perfect. It was a perfect shirt. And after she finished knitting the shirt, what would she do? She would unspin all the threads after she had already tied them. She would undo the entire shirt. And then she would do it again. And after she would knit the entire shirt, she would unspin it again. Allah says, brings this example of this woman who they would see in Medina, they would see her with their own eyes. Allah says, don't be like the woman who after she made something that was good, that was strong, she undid it. And the example that's being brought to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is after you've done good, after you spent this month doing good, praying to Allah, fasting to Allah, making dua, don't ruin your good deeds afterwards. Don't destroy the good that you brought, ruining it and tearing it apart. During this month of Ramadan, we lived in its beautiful days. We lived in its pleasant hours. We lived in its heightened spiritual emotions, feeling in its mercy and tranquility. Our hearts became different hearts. Our souls became different souls. Our character became a different character, a better character. Ramadan taught us willpower, and taught us strength, and taught us faith, and taught us brotherhood, and taught us patience, and taught us charity, and humility, and observance. Some of us did not live to see past this Ramadan. And we're not guaranteed another Ramadan. And so, we should spend the year like the Salaf, who would make dua to Allah for the entire year related to Ramadan. half of the year after Ramadan, they are making dua, oh Allah, please accept what I did during Ramadan. And the next half of the year, they would make dua, oh Allah, allow me to see the next Ramadan. As if their entire year was surrounded by the month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it return back to us many years over while we are believers with health and peace and security and faith. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasts and prayer and your fast and prayer. But we conclude these beautiful days with cheerfulness and pride, having worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorified the one subhanahu wa ta'ala who blessed us, and praising in it the one who has favored us, and expressing in it our joy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. But in the favor of Allah and His mercy, let them be joyful. This is better than all that they gather. So the happiness at the opportunity to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of our fitrah. And just as, you know, we were happy to chase the mercy of Allah in Ramadan, we should be joyful to chase the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Ramadan. And finally, it's important for us to recognize the obligation of fulfilling our obligations to our parents and to our close relatives, particularly on this day of Eid. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That your Lord has decreed that we worship none other than Him, and that we show excellence to our parents. And as well with our close relatives to connect our ties of kinship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَعَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. That Allah says, have you considered that if you turn away, if you turn away from tawbah, from istighfar, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you turn away from Allah, what will happen? You will cause corruption in the earth, and you will break up your family relations. So meaning, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not causing corruption and connecting with your family. And therefore, particularly on this day of Eid, it is important for us to call our family, to keep in touch with our family. And since we can't go and visit them in person, at least to pick up the phone and to call them and to check in on them and to spend time with them and to think of them. And even if you can buy them presents or do whatever it might be to uplift their spirits, this is something that we should do. With the sun of the Eid rising, it should rise with our truthful smiles and our pure hearts and our cheerfulness and our souls filled with affection and with love. And in this era, it's important for us, especially with our children, to remind them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with our kids to remind them of feeling happiness in connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as we teach our kids to make istighfar, to make tawbah, we should also teach them to feel happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with His religion. And what better way to do so but with the day of Eid? By gifting them, by finding ways to make them happy, by playing games with them, in order to increase their spirit and their happiness on this day of Eid. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Say, in the bounty of your Lord and in His mercy, in this you should find joy. فَأَقُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِي وَلَكُمْ اسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد. اللهم صل على محمد ما ذكره الذاكرون الأبرار. وصل عليه ربنا ما تضوع اسمه وفاح. صل عليه ربنا صلاة وسلاما دائمين إلى يوم الدين. وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين. وعلى أمهات المؤمنين. وعلينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا ميتا إلا رحمته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها وسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وصلاتنا وقيامنا، واغفر لنا زلاتنا،
يا رب العالمين وعيدكم مبارك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you.